rest of the story. It was a humongous explosion, or at least the sound of one. That's what got the headmaster's attention. Nearly jerked his head off his shoulders is what it did. Anyway, he looked up and saw the open window in the dormitory just in time to see the window curtains come flying out, and the curtains were on fire. And they fluttered to earth and lay there smoldering on the lawn. Meanwhile, puffs of smoke were still wafting from the open window. The headmaster had an excellent idea of whose window that was, and indeed it was Sam's. The headmaster stormed into the dorm, banged on the door of the suspect room. He could hear coughing inside. The noose was tightening. Momentarily, the unhappy 15-year-old opened the door a crack. Could the headmaster have a word with Sam, he asked sternly. The question was clearly rhetorical. For more than one word fell upon the boy's ears that day. Among them, the instructions that he was to remain in his room until a decision could be reached regarding his fate. Well, Sam knew that could mean only one thing. He was about to be expelled from Amherst Academy for blowing up his room. Oh, the explosion was unintentional, of course, as was the consequent burning and subsequent hasty disposal of his window curtains. Sam was merely pursuing his passion, namely, things that go boom. He was just obsessed with things that go boom, with any explosive. And quite early in life, even as a baby, he grew still and apparently attentive whenever his grandfather told harrowing war stories of his own youth. Later, at the age of 5, Sam became frustrated with a toy cannon because it made no noise, so he stuffed the muzzle with stolen gunpowder and then tossed a burning stick down after it. And the next thing he knew, and to his exceeding joy, the little cannon was sailing through the air in the wake of a tremendous detonation. Sam later experimented with submersible mines with which he blew good-sized rafts out of the water. In fact, even after enrolling in the new Academy of Amherst, Massachusetts, he continued experimenting with explosives in secrecy, of course. The Academy had strict rules concerning such things. He was making firecrackers in the little laboratory that he'd rigged in his room on the day his hobby was discovered. School administrators had suspected that he was up to something, and now they knew what. It all came down to expulsion or resignation, and Sam chose the latter. But, you know, he never outgrew his childhood fascination with things that go boom. And that obsession one day launched his name into the history books. For once upon a time, there was a little boy who wanted to make a big noise, and he kept right on making them until he had created the weapon, the revolving breech so-called six-shooter, the handgun that tamed the American West. And now you know the boy who nearly blew Amherst Academy to kingdom come. For that boy was Samuel Colt. And now you know the rest of the story.